Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Greenville in New Orleans, and I'm on the show floor, and I'm at the Forbo space with Denny Darrow, who's the general manager for North America. Denny, how you doing?
Very good. How are you today?
I'm great. We were talking a minute ago that this whole sustainability focus started a long time ago, and it shifted. Give me a little bit of that background of what the original definition of sustainability was.
Well, if you go back, the original definition of sustainability comes from the 1987 UN Commission, Brundtland Commission report. And that what's interesting and what's gotten lost over the years, that definition was very simple. It was the ability of the current generations to meet its own needs without compromising future generations' ability to meet their needs. Now, somewhere over the years, that got spun into a lot of marketing that everybody's product has to be perfect and you have to have this pretty perfect story. And there are no perfect products, and there is nothing that you do that doesn't have an impact. And that's kind of where we're trying to come from, is to talk about what the impacts are of the products.
Forbo's focus for most of their product is linoleum, which is an agricultural-based natural product. I'm not sure a lot of people realize that. It is a resilient product. A lot of people probably don't know the difference between vinyl and linoleum. You hear on the residential side, and I'll make fun of this for a minute, that everybody says they have a linoleum floor when it's really probably a sheet vinyl floor.
Exactly.
But, you know, you here with a very minimalistic booth, as you always are, trying to reduce your footprint coming to this show, still building your brand, though, around this natural product. One of the things I want to ask you about, and I think there's being a shift that's helping you grow, because you were just telling me a minute ago that y'all are seeing double-digit growth this year. There's that upfront cost of product, and then there's the maintenance life cycle cost of a product. And I think there are people that are finally getting together in the same room and seeing that maybe they need to spend a little bit more for a product because of the reduction in the life cycle of maintaining the product. Are you seeing that?
Yes, we are. I think the maturity of that varies by segment. So the healthcare segment is clearly getting the picture that we spend a little more on a quality product up front, but in the end, the product pays for itself many times over in the maintenance savings as you go on by having occupancy-ready products. We also see it in higher education, where people are understanding that and see the value and they're looking at that. I will say the K-12 market still struggles with that separation of capital budgets versus operating costs. So if you look at many of our core segments, that's where that lives.
We were talking also a minute ago about this whole transparency thing and how that's affected your agricultural-based product. Fill me back in on what you were telling me a minute ago.
Well, basically what I'm saying is that our big push is to be fully transparent about the product. And right now, if you look at what's going on in this industry, and I believe we're at that sort of once every 20-year crossroads where we're really going to decide the direction for the next 20 years. And we've got to get full disclosure out on the table that all manufacturers report consistently, that all manufacturers report fully, not just a selected piece. If I go back to my original definition of sustainability, sustainability also had three dimensions. Had an economic dimension. That doesn't even get touched by today's standards. Everything's assumed to have a one-year service life. Doesn't matter if your product lasts 30 years or 10 years. It's treated the same. Number two, there's a social dimension to it. Not even touched in the reporting, and other than having to meet, you know, minimum criteria, no child labor, those kind of things. And even in recent years, they've been separating the environmental dimension, which has been the focus of everybody, down to separating environment and health, and trying to take the health component and kind of push that to the side. Again, I believe because a lot of manufacturers fear, oh, my product's not perfect. Well, you know what? There is no perfect product. Everything has a footprint. Let's disclose everything. People say you can't be exact, and what I was talking about was, for example, being an agricultural-based product, one of the things we have to focus on is eutrophication effects. Eutrophication effects is fertilizer runoff, creating algae blooms, things like that. There are so many assumptions that go in to a eutrophication effect calculation. How you fertilize, broadcast, injection, intensity of storms, runoff, density of algae, density of fish, all those things. Is it an exact number? No, but that actually doesn't matter to us. What matters to us is that if we make that benchmark better, so we work with where flax fits in the crop rotation to minimize tractor passes, reduce fertilization, reduce pesticide usage. Because we honestly measure it and we have a benchmark to measure it, we can actually make it better. And the one thing I know in my 30-plus years in business is manufacturers fix what they report. So if that's our financial results, they got to get better every year. if it's going to be our sustainability performance, it has to get better every year. So by forcing the disclosure and the reporting on the full spectrum, products will then get better. And that's kind of the hurdle I think that the industry's at, is just getting this full disclosure on the table. So that's our push.
While you have so many things going for you, being a natural product and being a product that lasts for a long time, your product is also made overseas. Do you think that's a negative when you start talking about some of these specifiers?
The key is that our calculations, our information, provides the information for transport. Container transport is probably one of the most efficient, rail being another highly efficient method. What I will say, for example, is if you need product in Chicago, if I container ship a roll of linoleum from the Netherlands where it's manufactured to New York and truck it to Chicago, it'll have a smaller transportation carbon footprint than a roll of carpet made in Dalton, Georgia and trucked to Chicago. So the key is to get the facts and consistent reporting out there so that you can take away the perception and the spin. That's the key. To be honest, all products are globally sourced. Maybe the final product may come out of a certain area, but they've sourced materials from all over the world in many cases. The key is you just have to measure all that, incorporate it in, and report it. And we all report it in a consistent fashion. That's where we need to get to.
All right, Denny. It's good to talk to you. I'm glad to hear business is doing well. Again, been talking to Denny Dara at Green Build 2014 in New Orleans. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.